Instant inspiration. Chump, chump, chump. Talk for all needs. As Ellen and I were returning from town today, Ellen was saying, we have so many things on the internet, we have so many talk things and other things on there that people can't find what they want, or you know, they don't know what it's going to be. And that's true. You don't know when you go to church what you're going to hear. And you don't know when you go to a lecture what you're going to hear either. Even though you hear the title, you're never sure what the lecture is going to be about. So Ellen suggested that I give a series of talks on parenting, family, health, wealth, life, death, relationships, harmony, success, business, truth, love, joy, peace, and other such related topics or unrelated topics. And that we have a listing to say, you push a button for talks on topics, you know, talks on things that are timely or of interest. But
relationships, for
instance. Talks on topics that are of interest to people. Relationships is one of them, of course. Death is another one. Life is another one. Wealth is another. Health is another, as I mentioned them. Now, and then you press the button, and that takes you to the group of topics. And then here's a whole group of topics. And you press the button, and that brings you up a 10-minute talk. Ellen said that a half-hour talk was far too long to keep people's attention and to also to whatever. And so now we won't have any more half-hour talks. We'll have 10-minute talks, and we'll have 10-minute talks on these various subjects, and we'll put them in for thought for today and for other things until we get this new program outlined. But that's what we're thinking of doing. So that would give people an opportunity to go in and draw forth something that they really want. Now, we had talked about the idea of having talk for thought for today once a week, but you're not getting a talk for thought for a day once a week. You're getting it every day, so why not just pass it along? The comment was made that we have so many things on the on our memory bank that we're eating up our space with our webmaster, and that because we're eating up our space, we're also increasing our cost on this, and that at the moment the amount of people who are looking at it is just beginning, because we just opened this up and just started this. So the tendency is to not want to put too much onto these things, so that we discourage people when they listen to it. It's too long. Now naturally, anyone who hears my voice is going to want to listen to it forever, you know. And they'll turn on the, the radio,
Broadcasting.
The broadcasting radio program that we have, and listen to it 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even listened to it 24 hours. But I can imagine if one listened to it for 24 hours, there'd be quite a few varieties of lectures on there.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few various topics on there. And maybe, just maybe, they should be changed once in a while.
Yeah.
Because if a person really does listen to it now and then, like a shut-in, or a person who's in a hospital, and a person who wants to have some supportive talk to be helpful, they can just listen on the 24-hour and pick me up wherever I happen to be at that moment and listen and get some positive thinking. So, from that point of view, it could be very beneficial. But we'll develop these talks, and we'll prepare them so that they will cover people's topics. If a person has a death in the family, we'll talk about death, and we'll talk about what it really means to die, and what it means to live eternally, and all of the topics on that. And then we'll talk about wealth, what it means to be rich, what it means to be independently wealthy, what it means to put the cause in motion for wealth, and why we have so much abundance in our life. And then list many things that show we have a lot of abundance. Do we have a lot of friends? We have concentrated on that. We put a lot of effort into it. Do we have a loving relationship with our wife or husband? We have concentrated on that. We put a lot of effort into it. We have told our wife or husband that they're the greatest being on the face of the earth 100 million times. And we believe it. See, it's not for them to believe. It's for us to believe. When we believe that we are really in love with somebody, they don't have to do anything. They can just be bad and dumb and everything else, and we love them like magic. We love them like magic. I pay so little attention to love, and yet he follows me like a little puppy, which he is. Oftentimes when you pay the least attention to something or somebody or whatever, it follows you wherever you go. So let's pay the least attention to happy relationships and to love and to abundance and health and all that stuff. No attention to it at all. And let it be our total self. That sounds good, doesn't it? Mm. But I am not saying to you, and I know you're going to quote me on this, I'm not saying to you that you should not say, I'm God, God I am, I'm God, I like me, and these other good things. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, when you arrive at that point in your path where you just know it, then you are it. Even though you may not be experiencing it at that moment, when you just know it, and then you let go, then you are it. Because in your treatment, in your statements of positive thinking, you have to come to a time of meditation or introspection where you listen to what you said. I like me, 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 I like me. You say it 100 million times, and then you just stop saying it, and then you just let your mind wander around in those thoughts. And what interesting things come up? What interesting complimentary things to you come up? Because your mind knows lots of nice things about you, and it starts telling you these nice things about you. Hey, you like yourself? Well, I can see why, you know. You give yourself that nice cookie cone with a giant scoop of chocolate ice cream on top of it, dipped into hot chocolate. Wow, you really do like yourself. That is so good. Do it again and again and again, you know. And thanks a lot, you know. But our inner self listens and knows. Our inner self is what shouts outward to us. Our inner self is saying, I like me. Our inner self is saying, I am God. Our inner self is saying, I am abundance, I am wealth, I am health, I am happiness, I am harmony. Our inner self is saying that. And we can learn to listen to that and enjoy it. And this is very important. But this is why we'll take some of these topics and make them nice 10-minute talks where people can listen to them and have a nice 10-minute hearing of it. And they can play it over and over again if they wish. They can go into that and play it again and again and again. We might write that down. Have Daniel put a repeat button on the thought for today. If a person wants to hear it again, they just press the repeat button. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they would hear it again and again and again. We have people calling up on our dial healing word. And they call up sometimes 6 times on one dial healing word, one right after the other. And they listen to the whole thing through each time. You can see the length of time. They probably put it on a speakerphone, and they probably put it at the head of their church and have me speaking to their church on healing. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Because beautiful things are done with our work. We're putting out some marvelous things. We're giving them freely. We're giving them openly to whoever would like to have them. And if anyone wants to run it through a microphone, run it through a loudspeaker and tell it to the world, I say, go for it with all my heart. No royalty, no ownership to it, no copyright on it. It's free to go and do. And, you know, that's a good way to have it. So, Talks for All Seasons will soon be coming off the press and at your local internet soon.